All right, welcome to Next Seen and Slain podcast. This is Peter Jones again, pastor of Christ Church of Morgantown and avid book reader. So today I want to give you another book review. I've already given a written review on this book at my blog, but I want to give a vocal review or audio review here as well. I know some people don't read the blog or whatever the case may be. And this book is called War, Peace, and Christianity, Questions and Answers from a Just War Perspective. And this is by J. Darrell Charles and Timothy Demme. I think that's how you say the name. Charles is a director and senior fellow of the Bryan Institute for Critical Thought and Practice. And Timothy Demme is a retired U.S. Navy commander and a professor of military ethics at the U.S. Naval War College. The reason I picked up this book is because there's a lot of discussion about what is just war. What is a just war? And obviously with everything that's happened over the last 25 years or so, even going back to Vietnam. In Vietnam, I think with World War II, there's less questions, but going back to Vietnam, Korea, Afghanistan, Lebanon, Beirut, different things like that, Iraq, obviously. What is a just war? And so what I was looking for with this book was an introduction to that type of thinking. Okay, explain to me what is just war thinking? Because you hear that phrase tossed around. What is just war thinking, and where does it come from? And I wanted them to direct me to some second primary sources that would help me out with this, as well as give me sort of a framework for just war thinking. And the book did that very, very well. It is an excellent introduction to just war thinking, and I would highly encourage it. If it's something you're interested in and you're curious about it, then pick it up. It is a question-answer format. For example, I'll just give you an example here. It says, just opening up randomly to a page, it says, were the Crusades examples of the just war tradition? Okay, and that's a question. Then they'll answer that question, okay? A couple others here. Let's flip to a later section in the book. It says, what is the nature of humanitarian intervention? How does this differ from war? Okay, and then just to give you one more example here, and there's hundreds of these questions. What is the relationship between Islamic terrorism, Islamic resurgence, and Islam's conflict with Western culture? Okay, so just a great introduction. And they cover all the bases. Not super deep in everything. You could probably write books about different sections they have here. But if you want a sort of introduction to all of it, this is the place to go. They discuss terrorism. They discuss natural law. They discuss mercenaries. They discuss, as you heard there, humanitarian intervention. They discuss something called supreme emergency. They discuss nuclear weapons, non-lethal weapons. They discuss different past wars, and were they just wars or were they not? They discuss key passages, Romans 13, Matthew, about turning the other cheek. You know, is the idea of love contradictory to a just war tradition? Okay, just tons of information, and I would really, really encourage you. I think it'd be really profitable for almost any Christian to pick up and read. Extremely helpful. Even if you disagree, and I didn't agree with everything they said, for sure, but even if you disagree with it, it just gives you a map to navigate this kind of thinking. So I'm going to give you a couple of key points that I got from the book. First, the just war tradition is not against war. It is against injustice. Okay, and this is really one of the key thoughts that came over. A lot of us approach war like it is an inevitable bad evil, and therefore the only way we can go to war is if somehow we jump over an ethical boundary. Okay, and this is so in a sense we're all pseudo-pacifist. We all believe that every war is inherently wrong. I mean, every war is bad, excuse me, and therefore the only way we can go to war is if somehow we suspend our ethics to do so, all right? Well, what the authors do a real good job of is showing that from Augustine and Aquinas and a guy named Grotius and a couple other guys, they show that just war thinking is primarily about injustice done either to you or to a third party, okay? Injustice done either to you or to a third party. And the appropriate reaction to that injustice. That's what a just war is, okay? Now that can be a lot of different things. It can be violence. It can be coercive violence, like somebody invades or somebody takes over a third party and you go defend that third party, okay? But the main point is it's about justice. It's about what is righteousness. And they use the term justice, but if you know your biblical background there, there's some connections there between what is just and what is righteous. You know, those are very similar phrases and ideas, and in some cases synonymous. So what is righteous? And they describe there is a peace that is the aim of just war, but the peace itself is a byproduct or a fruit of the just war or fruit of justice. Okay, not necessarily just war, but a fruit of justice. All right. So a lot of us think peace is an inherent good. Right? If we have peace, then things must be fine. Well, that's not always the case. There are situations, and you can think of some tyrannies, gangs of thieves, gangs of other types of gangs, prison gangs, things like that, where there is a type of peace amongst the group, but there's not righteousness and justice. Okay. So their point was that the goal is to have peace, which comes from rightly ordered relationships that are not built on power or authority or theft or stealing or oppression, but that are built on properly ordered relationships between the people. Okay. So anyway, the little garble there, but the main point is that just war tradition is not primarily concerned about war itself, but about justice. What is justice? Okay. What is justice in a certain situation? And that means there has to be a moral standard. There has to be a right and wrong. This person is guilty. This person is innocent. Okay. And this is really where I felt, as I read through the book, where I could see why the just war theory really bothers some people. Or they can't even get their mind around it, because we have lost the idea that there really is such a thing as guilt and innocence in a situation. Okay, we have a hard time saying that country is wrong and this country is right. And so we live in this sort of muddled age. Now, no doubt these things are hard to sort out sometimes. I'm not saying it's all easy, and they aren't saying that in the book either. But I think for a lot of, even for Christians, there's an assumption there that we really can't tell who's right and wrong. And so who's to know if it's a just war or not? All right. Was Japan really wrong to bomb Pearl Harbor? Well, yes, actually they were wrong to bomb Pearl Harbor. So, I mean, and you can look at different scenarios there, you know, those sort of things. So, but my point is that the moral relativity of our age lends itself to everybody withdrawing and staying back. And that is not just war tradition. The just war tradition says there are times you must intervene. There are times where coercive force is not only necessary, but is righteous. And I think that's where we have a hard time. There are times where dropping the bombs and shooting the men is not just necessary as a necessary evil, but it is the necessary good. It is righteous to go do that act. And we know this from other situations, and we know for law enforcement. Okay, if law enforcement has a job, and somebody's breaking into a house, it is not only necessary for them to stop that intruder, it is righteous for them to stop that intruder. Well, ramp that up to countries, and the principle still applies. Right? The principle still applies. So that was one of the main themes, and that thread runs throughout the whole book. And really that idea, and we can debate whether a particular situation was just or not, okay? But I think a lot of guys even have a hard time today doing that, because they're not sure there's any situation that's just, okay? Is there ever a time to intervene? And the answer is yes, there are times to intervene. Now, this is not to give carte blanche freedom to the United States to intervene wherever they see fit. No, of course not. But there are times to intervene. And so I think there's a reaction to the last 30, 40 years of American military policy that could be an overreaction. Okay, that could be an overreaction. All right, so that was the main point of the book, or the main thing I got out of the book. There's a lot of other points. But let me add a couple other things that I found fascinating. First, they have a section on developing weapons. Not real long, but a little section on making sure we develop weapons that are with the just war tradition. And I think this is what we need to be thinking about, these types of things. They basically say we need weapons that are more discriminating. In other words, we need weapons that can more carefully target a specific area. Okay. And that's why they encourage smart weapons and things like that. Now we might have some objections here or there, but the point they're making is one of the key tenets of just war tradition is you don't kill innocents. You don't kill innocent civilians. And that means your weapons need to be continually refined to where innocent people are not part of the the kill zone. And so that was kind of cool. So they addressed all these sort of kind of tangents and rabbit trails that were really helpful. Another one that I liked is the just war tradition is basically consisted of two ideas. When is it just to go to war? And what is just within a war? Okay, and I'm going to post some stuff on my blog about that. But when is it just to go to war? When is it just, what is just action within a war? Okay, but what they talked about is what is justice after the war? When the war is over, what needs to happen? And they said that's really an unresearched, underdeveloped area of just war tradition. At the end of World War II, should we have done things differently with Germany, Japan? Okay, when we went to Iraq in the 90s under the first George W. Bush Sr., should we have done things differently there? Okay. So what happens when it's all over? And I think that's an area that really need to think about. So highly recommend the book. Again, I seriously doubt anyone will agree with every jot and tittle in there. There's a ton of information, but it covers all the different areas, and it gives you a ton of footnotes with a lot of secondary sources and primary sources. So if you want to study it more and learn more, then you can do that. Again, the book is War, Peace, and Christianity, Questions and Answers from a Just War Perspective, and the authors are J. Darrell Charles and Timothy J. Demme, and it's published by Crossway, and I think the date on that is 2010. Yeah, 2010 by Crossway. And again, just a really helpful book in my mind. Well, hope you have a good day. It's the Singing Slaying podcast again. You can find me at singingandslaying.com. My name is Peter Jones, and you can find my church at christchurchofmorgantown.org. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.